Welcome back. Greer Flooring. Greer Flooring Center does an amazing job. You love Greer Flooring Center. You love the fact they've got the products, they've got the people, they've got the installation teams, they've got the warranty, the technology. The Retail 2.0 is amazing. So learn more about Greer Flooring. You might already know what you want, and they've got the best products. You might not know what you want. Like, I don't know. But commercial and residential flooring, the place to take care of it is Greer Flooring Center. I love Greer Flooring Center. Love everything about them. Go by and see my great friends, Greer Flooring Center, and Easy and in Greer. The reason they came to Easy is now they're easy to serve you in Clemson and Seneca and in Anderson and on Lake Hartwell and on Lake Kiwi, Lake Jocassee. They do a great job of it. It's Greer Flooring Center. Go by and see those good folks. Paul Strelow, TigerIllustrated.com. Paul, if you want to take this segment off and go back and listen to some easy listening music and relax and do your hot yoga, I can understand. But I got some tough ones today, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great, The best part of the hot yoga was seeing all the ladies in Lane Kiffin's class come out and take shots at. And what he was really like after the fact.
That's hilarious. I can't believe we're talking about hot yoga and Lane Kiffin. Like, that's crazy to think about all that. All right. I got to start off with a slider on the outside corner. Dabo, did I mistake his comments yesterday about portal quarterback? I know he's positive guy, and I know he overvalues his hand sometimes, and I know that he's not going to reveal and show his cards in a press conference, but man, I'd feel a lot better if he said, yeah, we're at every position, we're looking in the portal. Did I totally mistake that and get outraged over nothing?
No, I don't think so, because I think that is certainly within the realm of possibility, and I think that's the tricky part is we don't really know exactly how to interpret yesterday, because that is the scouting report on Dabo Swinney. Like he had his hyperbole hat on, and so as he should on signing day, and every recruit is kind of being glorified, and so everybody's being glorified there, and you also are taking into account that. Players are talking about, deciding whether to enter the transfer portal and whether it's keeping Vezina or I think adding in the layer of you're wanting to keep Chris Denson and thinking he can compete. And so if you're trying to, very much paint a picture for how and why he could be able to compete and have a legit chance, I think that factors in to at least theoretically on why he said what he said. But I think we also know that tends to be Dabo Swinney's MO. He is a believer, sometimes an over-believer in his guys. And I think based on our information, he carries a stronger conviction than anyone that Vezina can be his guy and be what Clemson needs for next season. So, I think as we've kind of written it and reported it over, several weeks, I don't think you can dismiss the possibility that they go in that direction, because Dabo Swinney is still the boss, and he will make the overarching football decisions like that. And you might listen to other people and other voices, but he is the one making the call. And, I think it is very, very much a possibility that he goes in that direction, but I don't think yesterday guarantees either side one way or the other.
All right, what can you say about this class? They added one yesterday. They lost one a few days before that, and you talked long hard about it, but at least the initial reaction or the wrap-up reaction to the class, strengths, weaknesses, I'll let you go and tell us about what Clemson got yesterday.
I think you look at it and go, I think Naeem Burrows, and everybody calls him Dream, but I think he is a potential difference maker. Maybe not, day one, but as you look at Clemson's history of getting the Wescos and on down the line the T and Ross and those type of guys, I think Burrows is somebody who by the second half of his freshman year we're probably talking about as a starting type player. And I think more than ever, high school recruiting is always about getting the best players. But I think in this era, quality means more than quantity, because you can go to the transfer portal and get your depth guys. You need, if you're going to spend or what you need to get out of the high school ranks is getting a few difference makers, and I think Naeem Burrows is one. And so I think that is a big piece of the puzzle, and being able to keep him and beating out, a Miami, Florida, Florida State overtime, Ohio State, keeping him amid all the noise of this season, I think is significant. I'm a big fan of Polo Anderson out of Dorman. I don't know that that is immediate help. I think most freshmen I tend to not say are going to be starting day one. But I think as a guy who profiles as a multi-year starter, and someone who, by his sophomore year is a significant factor, if not earlier, just like his skill set. And I think at a position where there have been a lot of misses and not enough, as we've seen this past season, I think Anderson is part of help being on the way at safety. Offensive line is the big storyline for the class, really, and bringing in six. I think Clemson, where they've done a good job through the years normally, and I think they this happened this time, is I think they've found some guys who, particularly the undersized guys who can play. And when I say undersized, Grant Pace at 6'3", probably, people look at him and say he'll play center. Maybe he'd be center, maybe he'd be a guard, as you've seen, with the Harris Sewell body types. But I think that is a guy who profiles as you feel pretty confident he's going to be a contributor for a number of years. Chance Barkley, 6'4", 280, 290-ish right now. I think as an athletic guy who can do a lot of things as far as pulling, maybe he can play tackle at the college level. But I like his athleticism. And then Carter Scruggs from Virginia. There are three of the six that I feel really good about. And I think that Carter Scruggs is a number three in there based on his development as a senior. It gives them some younger bodies, at a position where if you look kind of at the depth, there's a lot of numbers, but there isn't a lot of, all right, who's coming down the pike and going to be contributing on the offensive line. I think in another year there are going to be some options there for the two deep. If you're looking at the drawbacks, I think where, as we've seen with the decommitments this cycle and last cycle, you lost some of those playmakers. The Blake Stewart, who ends up at Georgia, and this fall particularly, I think was significant as a nickelback type for them. But you come out having lost kind of a big defensive end, and you see that position has kind of been eroded. I just think generally as we assess the high school recruiting philosophy, I think Clemson has done a good job of acquisition and being able to get playmakers in commitments, but they've lost a couple each class to where, I think you can look at this class as well as last class and go, they've got to find a way to keep two or three more of the difference makers in order for this strategy to work, where you're putting so much into high school recruiting and development, and when you haven't really to date tapped into the transfer portal to compensate for your shortcomings.
All right, with that said, and he even talked about other areas there. I think you talked about it before, and I know the question you get asked more than not is, what's the portal going to look like? I mean, deals are being made right now. Agents are talking a lot. You don't have to tamper if you talk to agents, I guess, to reach out to you. So with it all said and done, mm-hmm. then, with that said, I guess I'll let you speak to the portal strategy, numbers, positions, and what it could look like in January.
The interesting part is Dabo Swinney has always used the portal in saying, we need to lose somebody, and then we will take a spot. And I get the public strategy in that as well, or there can be a public strategy in that, in that you're talking to your players more than your fans, and so it is a way to almost use wait, you know, use departures, that is the justification you're leaning upon, that you don't want to, you know, that you're sticking to your guns and your principles, but the hand is being forced that we've got to use the portal based on, you know, players leaving at certain positions. So I can kind of understand using that as a crutch. But is that going to be what happens? I think we still, there's a month left to kind of let that play out. There are going to be more defections. You know, we have reported D. Creighton will enter the portal at linebacker. There are going to be more, and not just because of the season they had, but just standard attrition that schools experience. You know, Clemson historically has had, you know, lose 10 to 12 guys a year. So you anticipate, you know, with that coming, you add that to what we would argue to be Clemson's lack of competitive depth this year, which, you know, was pretty obvious. You know, I tend to think Dabo Swinney kind of threw out, is it going to be two? Is it going to be seven? Like, I don't think he's going to throw out a big number there and let people imagine something huge. He's, you know, as much as Clemson's always kind of liked to work under the radar, more of their MO is to be undersell and to over-deliver. And so even when they were recruiting an offensive lineman or two for a couple years and were missing on those, it's not something that was necessarily advertised. So, you know, I think that, you know, as you go through the numbers, it's hard to picture Clemson not, you know, targeting 7 to 10 guys. But I think some other dominoes kind of need to fall before Dabo Swinney would certainly even allow for that publicly. That's just kind of the way he is and their tendencies and strategies. And I don't know if he will ever say, yeah, we're, you know, we've got to go get a couple offensive linemen. You know, I don't know if I necessarily buy his previous comments that when we're going to the portal, like, you'll know it. I'll let you know our needs. So I just don't know how much you can put stock into necessarily the words that he said, or as far as, you know, taking them literally for numbers and everything they'll look at. But he's also not one to typically mischaracterize things publicly either.
Well, I got news for him. The fan base, if it's important at all, would feel a lot better if he said, yeah, we're going to get us a quarterback, and we need to go get a couple offensive linemen and a couple of safeties in there and linebackers as well. So, yeah, we're going to do that, yeah.
I don't disagree there, and I think there are other ways that head coaches kind of have turned their phrasing that I think have gone further in pacifying the fan base. But, I don't know how interested Dabo Swinney is in pacifying the fan base.
Yeah.
So.
Well, at 7-5, you got to do a little more of it than you do at 13-1 or something. So, you know, that might be a little more of a priority in the future. Speaking of staff, I got a ton of questions about staff. I'll let you speak to that, what's going on and timetables and when and if changes, and there's an awful lot going on behind the scenes as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, Larry Williams, our esteemed team site writer, has pretty well reported nothing. You know, right now things are fairly status quo. You know, and would not anticipate any movement anytime soon. You know, I think there are certainly, you're letting some situations play out as far as, you know, with Garrett Riley and direction. You know, we know the stuff that is out there, but based on everything that we know, there still remains certainly a possibility, if not maybe a higher possibility than before, that Garrett Riley returns. You know, he might not. He may. Things still have to go, and you're still looking. You've got coaches who are feeling out other situations to see if that is the route they want to take. You know, maybe you're giving coaches time to look around and see if they can find something as opposed to making definitive moves, because I don't think there's necessarily a rush on Sweeney's part to render judgment. But I think there's still some pieces in the air. And with John Grass taking the Samford job, you'll have some support staffers probably follow him. You know, we've reported to some degree that Mickey Kahn is a possibility there at safety, the safeties coach joining his staff, but no more or no less than that. So I think there's still a lot of moving parts that we don't have definitive answers on yet, and I think that's kind of where things stand is that, you know, there are likelihoods that come out of this month, but we still have events still have to play out before we see what direction it goes.
All right. I got one more thing for you, Paul. In the I told you so thing that we hear sometimes, nobody thought about Jack Smith. And look, Jack Smith did there. It wasn't disastrous. But if I told he ended up 90th in the country in punting. Like, if I told you so is 90th, then, you know, and you know, it's not like the we don't know that a portal punter wouldn't have been better. But if I told you so is 90th, I don't think I want that at quarterback. So. Anyway, with that said,
I don't like. I don't disagree. Like, you know, I hate to use. I mean, the numbers are the numbers, and they tell a story. I thought Jack Smith was fine.
He was great.
You know, but punters, quarterback is a different, always a different animal in everything.
Yes, sir.
And I think you can very much make a case that Clemson, you know, both could use a playmaker at quarterback, which I don't think is necessarily how I describe Christopher Vezina and kind of his trajectory. And I think when you look at the roster and what that team needs for next season, and they need Clemson to be to reach where they want to go, and for, you know, I don't want to say Dabo Swinney to keep his job, but for Clemson to kind of elevate the trajectory, I think that, you know, it's not that the Christopher Vezina can't be a solid quarterback, but I think for what this team needs, what the program needs, I think they, you know, very much an argument can be made or would be made. They are better off looking for something different. That would be my case. Yep.
Totally agree. Tell me about TigerIllustrated.com. Boy, what a great time of year. An awful lot going on. Tell us about a great time to subscribe here in the Christmas season.
Absolutely. Certainly with you'll see more attrition in names, you know, coming with and going as the bowl picture becomes clearer for Clemson and that timeline pieces together. You know, we certainly anticipate more movement just generally within the roster and coaching staff over these next several weeks, leading into the portal formally opening in January. But as you've mentioned, a lot going on in advance of that in setting the ducks in the row and kind of getting all that together. So this next month, you know, to 5 weeks, will determine the roster for next season. Both coaching staff and players, and there's just a lot of discussion, a lot of things going on behind the scenes in that regard.
TigerIllustrated.com. Paul, you hit all the outside sliders for home runs. Great stuff. Can't wait to see where you are. Who knows what happens between now and next Thursday. Have a great week, my friend. We'll talk to you then.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Paul Strelow, TigerIllustrated.com. If Paul says it, I take it. That's it. Put it in stone. With that said, I do want to tell you about my great friends at Trail, the leading commercial builder in North and South Carolina. Schedule a discovery session with these good folks. And I want to give a little bit of Trail Tailored Homes right now. If you're looking to remodel, if you're looking to build high-end homes in the upstate of South Carolina, in the Greenville area, in the Lakes area of the upstate, man, let Matt Ruth and his team do this. Matt has been doing this now for 25 years. And his team has gotten with Trail. I never thought Trail would ever build a great, you know, the homes part of it, but they're doing it, and they're doing it now. And if you're right here in the footprint of what Trail does, they'd love to sit down, talk about the custom home building, the high-end home renovations, the expansions that they do, the outdoor spaces they do. They do an incredible job for you. So if you're thinking about homes and building and you need a great company to do it, Trail Tailored Homes. Don't forget, now this is great along with their footprint of what Trail's done and all those great areas and what Trail's, the relationships and what they've done in the past. I totally trust Trail. Love these good folks. TREHEO.com, 800-319-7006. We've got a ton of things to do. Don't miss it. Come right back right after this.
If insurance companies coached football, they'd run the clock, fake injuries, and bench you without warning. I'm Trey Mills, and at Tramon Mills Law Firm, we don't play scared. You've been hurt in a wreck or on the job? We bring the pressure, every down, every snap. You call us, we go no huddle on the insurance company. Blue 89, don't let insurance companies deny, delay, defend. What? Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at tramonmills.com. Make sure you pick the right legal team for your injuries.
Attention student athletes, don't let injury or surgery keep you on the sidelines longer than it should. Get back in the game faster with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our state-of-the-art FDA-approved laser therapy is the strongest on the market, designed to reduce swelling, relieve pain, and speed up recovery. And now, with special student pricing, there's no better time to heal smarter, not harder. Whether you're in high school or college, Ortho Laser is here to help you return to peak performance. Visit our website, recoverwithlight.com. Get back in the game with Ortho Laser Spartanburg.
When you need plumbing and drain services, call Roto-Rooter and get the problem fixed fast. Roto-Rooter is locally owned and operated. We've been making troubles go down the drain since 1935, and you can count on us for reliable service at your home or business. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO. That's 1-800-GET-ROTO or schedule service online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
We have a product called a tree growth regulator. It doesn't stop the tree from being healthy. It just stops it from getting taller. Growth regulating your trees will make the roots stronger, the trunk stronger long term, and they'll survive the winter storms better. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
At South State, we're committed to supporting the communities we serve. Whether you're buying your first home, renovating a fixer-upper, or starting fresh with new construction, South State is here to help. Our construction and renovation loans make it easier to turn just a house into your home. Ready to get started? Please call Alan White, NMLS, number 810-563, at 864-985-5235. Or visit our website at southstatebank.com/mortgage. All loans subject to credit approval and program guidelines. South State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams. From framing lumber to finished materials, when you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
What if you didn't have to replace your mattress every 5 to 10 years? We developed a patented mattress called the Duo, the way every mattress should be made. And the best part, we're running our biggest sale of the year, where you can get the Duo for 30% off. This sale runs until December 7th. Visit engineeredsleep.com or come by our showroom at 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. Stop waking up worse and start waking up better with Engineered Sleep.
In town for the big game or just passing through? Fuel up at Mellow Mushroom Clemson with 26 local and craft beer taps, plus out-of-this-world pizzas, wings, and hoagies. We're your go-to for game day eats. Get creative with your next tailgate. Order boxes of sandwiches, wings, munchies, and all the flavor you can handle. Hang out for weekday happy hours and Thursday night trivia at 7. Or grab it to go. We're at 1007 Tiger Boulevard. Call ahead or order online with delivery at mellowmushroom.com. Mellow Mushroom Clemson. Taste the victory.
Is this the real?
Are you ready to rock like it's Wembley 86? One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen and the Works, is coming to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center on Saturday, December 6th. Experience the magic, the music, and the moves of Freddie Mercury in this jaw-dropping tribute that's taken the world by storm. Tickets are on sale now at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss your chance to feel the thunder of Queen live in Walhalla.
Holiday shopping time is running out, so give a gift that actually gets used. Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters, home of Rhino Linings of Greenville, has gift certificates ready for the ladies and the men on your list. From spray-on bedliners and protective coatings to lift kits, wheels, lighting, racks, steps, and custom accessories. And they can upgrade their ride any way they want, whether they work hard, play hard, or hit the trails every weekend. This is the gift they'll remember long after the holidays are over. Don't wait. Grab holiday gift certificates now at odysseyvehicleoutfitters.com and wrap up something Rhino tough.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
He's opinionated, caffeinated, and never intimidated. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on The Roar.
There's a part on a way.
Sam, you know, I'm extremely excited. I told you about this during the break. We've got a new partner here with us, a new advertiser with us, and this is coming from a good friend. I do this often. Oftentimes, like I become close to people after they start advertising with us. Well, this is one that is a little bit different because I've known Justin for a few years now. And so this is a friend coming on with us. And AllDry is who I'm talking about. I want you to go to myalldry.com. Family-owned, Clemson graduate-owned. These guys are amazing at what they do, and I spend an awful lot of time at lunches. You know, I go to the lunch bunch, and I sit down and eat with these guys, and I've been so impressed with them, and I was so glad when they reached out about doing some advertising. 24/7 emergency services. It's not just an answer machine or a call center. It's a rapid response team. And so when I sat down with Stan and Justin the other day and had lunch and just talked about what they're doing, you know, I knew about their family values in the community. These are two guys that are coaching your kids and teaching them and training your kids. You see them all the time. I see them at the grocery store. I see them at churches. I see them all around. And so when I'm going to give you Stan's number here, it's not an 800 number. These are local people that are ready when disaster strikes. So complete mold inspection, removal, and prevention services. My sister had this in her house, and she had to have surgeries as a result of this. This isn't good. They're licensed, bonded, insured. They're functioning off of honesty and integrity, and they've never received anything less than 4-star reviews. So go learn more about that. One of the great things about them is they don't use third-party contractors. When I say you call Stan, you get Stan. These guys are local. They're not going to outsource this. The other one is free on-site assessments and estimates. And there's a couple of national companies out there that do, they give you the estimate, but then they do the work on it. And so they got a conflict of interest, and so their bills are much higher. What Justin tells me is, like, so many times people get bills, they're saying, or estimates saying, oh, man, it's going to be a $30,000, $35,000 job, and they know the insurance company is going to do this, this, and this. Well, what they're saying is those people are overwriting that, and it's a $5,000 job instead. Rapid response when it comes to anything that water doesn't wait on you, by the way. I love that slogan, water doesn't wait on you. So get ready, alldry.com. When you go on their website, you'll see it. When it comes to their services, mold, the cleanup stuff, the storm damage stuff, the sewage cleanup stuff, they'll get rid of those bad odors. They do it commercially. They do it residentially. If you've got any kind of issues that come in, they inspect it. It's awesome. You're going to love AllDry. Can't wait to get them on. Call Stan now. His number, 864-952-7728, myalldry.com. I love these guys. I love this company. I love what they're doing to help folks out. There's so many misunderstandings about mold. Let these guys come in and help you out. Love those guys for sure. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Ladies to the front of the line, Maria, call back. Maria, thanks for calling back after the guest. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
We're doing fantastic.
Great. Did you hear about the raccoon that broke into the liquor store?
I did not, Maria. What happened?
This raccoon, he broke in a liquor store, and he knocked over the bottles of liquor, and he partook himself of the liquor, and they found him passed out in the bathroom. And they had to sober him up for to let him back out in the wild. Well, I wonder if Shane Beamer might have been with that raccoon.
You think he might have been with them? Might be buddies. I love it. Yeah, Maria, he said he was disappointed they didn't make, he was shocked or disappointed or whatever that, or, you know, he's ticked off. They're not prepared for the SEC championship right now.
I know it.
What is the man thinking? I want to be positive. But also don't live in Never Never Land, you know, unfortunately.
No.
I don't hang out with raccoons,
unfortunately. He needs something more like a neuroleptic tranquilizer to help him.
We need to call the animal control people in there. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Give him his rabies shot.
Maria, you made my morning this morning. I didn't know where you were going with it, but that's fantastic. I appreciate you calling in.
You have a great day.
Thank you, Maria. I appreciate it.
And go Tigers.
I didn't know where she was going, but she hit a home run. Got to call Animal Services. Chad is in Columbia. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
How do I follow up that? I mean, nothing I can say is better than Shane with the raccoons.
I know. Maybe Shane with the raccoons. Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm 45 years old, right? The first 5 years of my life as a fan, you know, I'm talking about like once I was like 6 or so years old.
Right.
Like, Clemson, I feel like, was nationally relevant, like borderline elite, like 87 to like 91. You're like, we were tough, Nick, you know, especially on D. And so then we went through like a wasteland for like 20, 25 years where literally it was a one game season. Like, beat South Carolina, and honestly, we have a happy new year, okay? And then, you know, around 2012 or 2013, you know, Dabo got us to where we were like nationally relevant again. We were on college game day all the time, signing like unbelievable players, and we got really elite in, you know, college football playoffs. Well, Mick, I feel like we're basically back to a one game season. Unless Dabo's willing to play the game in portal and hurt feelings, then I just think as fans, we need to accept that, hey, you know, he has a contract that allows him to do it his way until he, you know, leaves or gets fired. Then the only thing we can look forward to is the one game season, because I don't think we have a chance any other way. I mean, Mick, I could see him not portaling a QB if we spent $8 million in the portal on, you know, three offensive linemen, two unbelievable receivers, and a running back, right? And we were just loaded around Christopher Vezina. But, I mean, we're not going to do that. And so I just, as a fan, how do you sell season tickets, especially at the prices, you know, $150 up ahead to get in? I just don't see how you sell, you know, hope moving forward other than, hey, let's just do a one-game season again like this year. Because, Mick, you could argue that Dabo had us unbelievably elite for like 5 years, right? Well, we've had 5 years of portal data thus far, basically. And, you know, we've been on a constant downtrend. And so you could argue that he's almost wasted how elite we were. Like, think if he would have handled the portal the complete opposite way. Rather than being anti-portal, he would have been pro-portal, pro-NIL, selling, you know, just like he sold boosters on support and operation center and building that, and hey, this will be the best thing ever. I think if he would have sold businesses on, hey, get on the ground floor of investing in this program and investing in our players. Like, we could have been the flagship of NIL, you know, at the time with a quote-unquote small community. And so it's just real frustrating because as a fan, I don't see how we can have hope if we're not going to – and it's not just QB, Mick. I mean, it's, you know, defensive backfield. I mean, there's position after position that we need – serious talent upgrades to be able to compete for, you know, 9-10 wins. What are your thoughts? By the way, one game season, Nick, is I'm one game season chatting for, not Columbia Chad. And so, unbelievably fired up about a win Saturday. Thank you, listen.
Thank you, Chad. I think there's reasons to like what Clemson has on this roster. Like, I think you can build around Davidson. I think you could build around a healthy Wesco, a Moore, a Brown, a Burroughs. I think you could build around Betancourt at tight end. And Brooking, by the way. Sam, mark that one down, too. Put Logan Brooking in that category. I think you could build around Jacobs and Thurman on the offensive line. And again, I love Wise and Barkley and some of the guys that are coming in there. If you get help back and Lawson can get healthy – I like Adams and Green and Burley at defensive tackle. I like Sammy Brown. You can build around Sammy Brown. I don't know what Terrell's going to do, but you know Hampton. I don't know what Barnes is going to do, but like there are pieces out there that you can build around. Unfortunately, there aren't enough pieces right now to have a product, a complete product. And so at quarterback, on the offensive line, at defensive end, at linebacker, and in the secondary, you have to supplement. There is no way around that. You can't go into next year with that secondary again. You can't go into next year without another offensive lineman coming in. And it's not five offensive linemen. It's one or two. It's not five defensive backs. It's, well, back there might be three. But you know,
it might be three or four.
Yeah, one quarterback. You know, a couple of offensive linemen, a couple of defensive ends, depending on health, a linebacker or two, three defensive backs. But then you got to have depth too. But like this team, there's a lot of really good pieces to it in 26. But there's a lot of good pieces in 25. But the holes have hurt you. your weaknesses in college football get exploited over 12-game seasons. Clemson's weaknesses this year, offensive line, secondary, depth at key positions. It got tested, and it didn't work out very well. But that doesn't mean the cupboard is bare. There are – if you gave me Davidson, Westcoat, Moore, Brown, Burroughs, Bettencourt, Brooking, Jacobs, Thurman, Lawson, Helt, Adams, Burley, Green, Brown, Sammy Brown, Alexander, Hamilton, Barnes, Jones, like, and Hoosier's kicker. Like, if you could give me that as the foundation and let me supplement the way every NFL team does, the way every NBA team does, the way every MLB team does, the way every NHL team does, and the way every college basketball, college baseball, and college football team does, if you can do that and supplement in the right areas with the right guys, this could be a team that can take you back. Not elite. I'm not sure about elite. I'm not sure you'll ever have Trevor, Deshaun walk at the door ever again.
Can be competitive.
But yeah, you could be right there in playoff contention. But if you don't supplement, then you've got no chance.
And if they don't have a quarterback, it's all irrelevant.
Right.
Literally all of it. 100%. You can have the freaking monsters on defense. It does not matter if you don't have a quarterback.
100%. Upcountry Fiber, for a stronger solution, Upcountry Fiber. We love Upcountry Fiber. We're in Upcountry Fiber Studios right now. Fastest internet, best television, best phones for home or for office with no contracts and no bait and switch pricing. Getting you exactly what you need and how you need it is Upcountry Fiber, the very best in the business. We love Upcountry Fiber. Upcountryfiber.com. For a stronger solution in the five upstate counties, it's Upcountryfiber.com. Final segment of the Thursday show right after this.
You know, everyone says that they'll start after the holidays. And that's exactly why most people never tackle weight loss. But right now with PhD Weight Loss, they're making it easier than ever to start before the new year with a bonus designed to get you going. They're adding 2 free weeks to the program. That means you can ramp up during the holidays and start the new year already working towards your goals. Those 2 free weeks, that means you won't roll into the new year feeling behind. You'll hit the month of January already losing, already feeling better, and already in control. Thanks to PhD's Metabolic Reset System, it teaches your body to burn the fat first, without drugs, starvation diets, or endless workouts. Just a smart, science-based system that fits real life. And when you mention 2 weeks on the phone, the consultation fee is completely waived, as well as the cost of the food during the program. There's no reason to wait, no reason to repeat last year. Give PhD Weight Loss a call today and start 2026 ahead at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Remabio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more. Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, we have the coating, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at spectrumpaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. Medical bills, lost wages, and stress. Let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Smith Jordan Law, protecting injured workers every step of the way. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
'Twas the day before Christmas, and at the North Pole, the elves were all gleeful, mind, body, and soul. The gifts they were wrapping, the cookies were yummy, with Ingles ingredients to delight every tummy. The joy in the air was as thick as the snow, and Santa was prepping to make Christmas a go. From making to baking, content as you please, when off in the distance they heard a loud sneeze. Santa was sick, and this just wouldn't do, so the elves hopped a sleigh, into Ingles they flew. OJ and honey and tissues galore, they grabbed every cure as they ran through the store. Christmas was saved, 'cause those elves were amazing. With big thanks to Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for six decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
For a true Tiger, every day is game day. And the Tiger Sports Shop has the gear to prove it. From Nike sideline apparel to exclusive Lululemon and Clemson polos, tees, and hats, we've got what you need to rep your Tigers in style. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our two Clemson locations or online anytime at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, your Clemson headquarters, everything Clemson for the Clemson fan.
Go Tigers!
Coach Dabo Sweeney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our three children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
The only place for sports talk of the upstate is right here, every day. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Floors, residential floors, commercial floors, they do an incredible job. The people who've been doing it the longest is Carolina Flooring Specialist. Tim Worley wants to talk to you. It's a 10-minute deal there. You know, Sam, in sales, there's all kinds of different sales and sales pitches and sales formulas out there. And closing rates are a really important thing to a lot. You know, and if you're trying to get someone to come look at a condo and you give them some free vacation, whatever, the closing rate's not very high. One time Tim Worley told me, and the same thing Stan at Aldridge told me too, is like, man, I close on about 95% to 98% of our sales calls. Like, what? Well, the reason is their product's so good. When people get in front of them, and it's so affordable, people get in front of them and go, oh, yeah, yeah. Like, now I see. So all Tim Worley wants you to do is call them and let them come by and show you what they do and get an estimate and see if they can help you out. Carolina Flooring Specialist, the Garage Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. This has been a fascinating show. Because of Shane Beamer and Dabo Sweeney and recruiting, and we didn't gotten into Lane Kiffin stuff. Hadn't gotten to Brian Hartline going to South Florida and Colin Klein going to Kansas State. Hadn't really talked about Florida State's athletic director trying to hire Lane Kiffin, even though there wasn't an opening, and what's that look like. In the first hour, we did talk a lot of Clemson basketball losing to Bama last night, 90-84. But, you know, I got a one or two textures pushing back on, like, man, have y'all forgot what Dabo has done? No, no. And as I told a couple of these texters, no one appreciates what Dabo Sweeney has done more than me and most of our listeners. Like, he's the best thing to ever happen to Clemson University Athletics. The best thing that ever happened to Clemson football. And the man was phenomenal. And everything Clemson has right now, they owe to him and what he's done. There is no doubt. And anybody, you can't argue that. And I'll argue till the cows come home on that one, and we can get into a heated discussion. But at the same time, the team that went had 7 losses in 6 years, now has 19 losses the last 5 years. And the team that had 6 straight top 4 finishes now has finished 16th, 12th, 20th, 11th, and not ranked this year. Like, you can see, I mean, it is the numbers don't lie. Facts don't care about your feelings. There's a decline. And so That's easy to see. Now, how and why? There's a lot of reasons for that. And the portal's not the only answer. You got to Clemson has to recruit better at the high school level. But, and as one person correctly said, as what we were trying to say there, this program is not completely shattered and broken. And there are a lot of really good pieces to build around. But my point is, if you don't want to go 7-5 next year, then you can't stand pat back there and put those same safeties and nickels out there again. You can't do that. And if you don't want to go 7-5 next year, then you can't have a little more linebacker depth, and you can't go into next year with the defensive ends that you might be facing. You can't put that on the field. If you don't want to go 7-5 next year, you can't put that same offensive line out there. And if you don't want to go 7-5 next year, you can't not go in the portal and get some sort of quarterback. Like, there's a bunch that you have to supplement on. Now, again, the good news is, like, there's a lot you could build around. I think the world of Gideon Davis and Wesco and Moore and Brown and Burroughs. Like, man, that's those are weapons. Bettencourt is a weapon. Brooking is a weapon. And so's Wesco, Moore, Brown, and Burroughs. And so's Davis. But you want to make the offensive line look better? Then go get better at quarterback. If you want to make those weapons look better, Wesco and Moore and Brown and Burroughs and Bettencourt, man, those guys are much better football players with a great quarterback back there. You can't say they're going to make a – I don't dispute the fact they can make a average quarterback look good, but boy, they can make a great quarterback look even better. And the same thing, that it is a supplement. You got to go supplement a guy or two or three or four at certain positions. So I think that's fairly easy to see. Roar. Let me get my friend Butch in here next. Good morning, Butch. How you doing?
Fine, brother. How are you doing?
Blessed. Very, very blessed this morning. What a day. Beautiful day outside.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Mickey, I just caught the tail end of what y'all was something about Dabo being, you know, great for Clemson and stuff. I agree with you on that. I mean, really, you think it's more than just, I mean, you think about it. You got an assistant coach that comes in and just puts y'all on the board like nobody's business. Takes you to two national championships within what, 2 years? I Google searched the ACC best head coach of all time, and I promise y'all, you better be Google searching that. It ain't Tommy Bowden's picture that's posting up there. It's Dabo Sweeney.
Oh yeah, 100%, yeah.
So. Yeah, these folks that want to get rid of him, that's fine. Send him on down our way. We'll take him. He's got plenty of years of good college football left in him. I mean, I think it'd be amazing if he could come to South Carolina and do that for our program, too.
Yeah,
he'd be South Carolina's head coach of all time.
I don't think any Clemson fan, or not all, I don't think almost all Clemson fans want Dabo gone. I think they just want him to they don't like losing 19 games in 5 years. They want to go back to where they were, and that is still possible. Hey, I got to ask you as a South Carolina fan, you missed this part of the show maybe this morning. We really got on Shane Beamer where he said that he's ticked off that South Carolina's not preparing for the SEC championship game right now. And when he left Atlanta on week one after beating Virginia Tech, he really thought they'd be back in Atlanta this week. And I'm like, what? Does he really believe that?
Mickey, when you don't have the foresight to realize that, you know, your players, Illinois, you know, a lot of people's like, Illinois told on y'all last year. Well, they really did. They showed what our team was going to be, what our team was going to be like this year, because all those guys left or opted out to play.
Yeah.
So Shane Beamer should have took that as a sign. Hey, I need to do some recruiting big time in off season. And what's he do? He recruits Mike Shula, and you know, here we are.
all it takes is a couple of wrong turns. Every coach has forks in the road. And one fork, for the most part, one wrong road taken, one wrong decision won't sink your program. But you can't keep compounding it by making those other, you know, taking those other forks and taking the wrong way. You got, at right. some point in time,
you've got
to do
something
better.
Positive working.
Yeah.
You don't mess with it.
Right, right.
Like, I'll give you a statistic I didn't know. Did you know Lenore Sellers? I'm just woke up. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
He in 3 years, he's been sacked 125 times.
Yeah. Pocket presence.
In 3 years.
And he's a good athlete with good feet that can escape that. But what he does is he gets himself in trouble by not having the pocket awareness and trying to reverse out. And teams did a great job, by the way, of doing that. But the benefactor he has, and Butch, I got to run, man. I'm going to leave you with this one here.
No, that's fine. Thank you, Mickey.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. He's got the benefit of – not a lot of people have this. Sam, we talked about this yesterday. So what you do to Lenore Sellers is you rush four. You keep him in the pocket, right? That's simple. Everybody knows that. Well, you got a double spy there at linebacker or linebacker and safety, and those by double spying, you're not dropping – the 10 to 12 yards in those hook and curl zones, and the safeties are still taking the same depth. So you don't have the depth at linebacker in the drop, but you do have the depth at safety. So, Sam, there's a wide, vast wasteland of space over those linebackers and in front of those safeties. And Lenore Sellers has done a really good job of hitting that oftentimes, but that's as easy a throw as you can get downfield because those spies don't drop, and those safeties still are. There's a ton of room in there. That's the easiest throw you're going to have. And yet, because of the sack, because of his running, and yet he looks good at times, but they've not taken advantage of that enough. And you have to play zone. He's not having to read man an awful lot. Nobody, LSU's the only team that played man against him. So he's got a lot of easy stuff going on, and yet they still were bad offensively.
Everything in that offense was rotten. He didn't progress at all. The offense was stale. It couldn't run. The offensive line was bad. The receivers either can't catch or aren't actually receivers in a lot of cases. A couple of them were good and probably would have been better in a better offense. I think I've said it repeatedly, he needs to stay another year and go somewhere else. Or they have to absolutely nail that hire somehow at offensive coordinator, whoever that is this offseason, and go completely off the book and
I'll
get something
this.
Crazy.
This is my Brad Hughes, actually, forgive me, 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates, thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. I love Brad. See if you can save money. One of our listeners is saving $2,500 a year, and many more saving much more than that as well. Just quickly here, Sam, I would make this case that the offensive line wasn't great. I get that. But there's some talented running back there. There's talented wide receiver there. Talented tight end there. And obviously a talented quarterback. I would make this case. I think being the offensive coordinator at South Carolina is an easy job. You're going to see zone. You're going to see spies. And it takes guys out of coverage. And there's so many easy throws in this offense. And if you could get him back to more of a natural run game and the design run stuff, that's an easy job.
If Sellers is there next year, it's an extremely desirable job still. I know he wasn't great this year, but there's talent on the roster. There's talent on the offensive side of the ball. He is talented.
Yeah.
If he's still there, which is a humongous if at this point, that's a job that you're going to want because you think you can fix a guy like that. You think you can turn a guy like that into what he should be. We'll see who takes it. We'll see who they are.
I'm with you. Skip the music. 2 minute drill. What do you have for me?
I don't like losing to Alabama in anything, and I didn't enjoy losing to Alabama last night, and luckily, there's another opportunity for a Clemson basketball team to beat Alabama tonight because the Clemson women's basketball team takes them on back-to-back nights against Bama. Hopefully, they are able
How's
to
Bama
pull out a
basketball?
Win.
Are they any good?
I'm going to be transparent with you. I did not do any research into the game, but I will be watching it.
Let's look and see.
Faxon and Kwok will be there. They are actively there. I am hoping Clemson can pull out a win there. They have been competitive in a variety of games this year and have not been able to win them. They were competitive against Michigan State. They were competitive against Louisville earlier. They're competitive and cannot quite get over the finish line. Hopefully that changes tonight on the road.
Is Faxon and Kwok both on the air today?
They are, I believe, yeah.
How about that? That's great. Quickly, Alabama on this season is 8-0.
Yeah, so they're good.
Yeah, they're good. Not ranked, but 8-0, and really hadn't played a whole lot of people yet. So we'll see. Eric Newton, for all real estate needs, ericnewton.com. Get in touch with them. They're helping you out. The best in the business, Eric Newton and ericnewton.com. No one knows more about real estate in Clemson. No one does a better job of it. Get in touch with them, ericnewton.com. Quickly, Sam, I need someone to explain this to me. ESPNU, the SEC Network, and the ACC Network, they don't run commercials. They run promos for ESPN the whole time. Is anybody paying any money to advertise on ESPNU, ACC Network, and the SEC Network? I've been watching a lot lately. All it is promos. Let me thank Michael Pye stepping in with us, Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrator.com. Sam, great job. Be with me tomorrow. Up next to my favorite people, Facts. And then, John, have an absolutely wonderful Thursday. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.